Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. This time of year, the Danube River is about 40 degrees Fahrenheit as it flows through Hungary. But right next to the Danube in Budapest are some much warmer waters that get well above 100 degrees. And people have been enjoying them for centuries. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco about the old Ottoman baths that are a draw for visitors and locals alike.
Matthew, you were recently at the Rudas Baths in Budapest, and you took a microphone inside.
I don't think the ancient Turks or Romans brought microphones into the baths, so I think I was breaking a tradition there.
Well, let's listen to you stepping into the baths on the Danube River.
If I could describe it to you, there's this Ottoman, kind of beautiful, elegant steel tin roof. There's multiple thermal pools. There's a restaurant here. There's people of all ages, and they actually go from day to day. So some days it's for all men and for all women. Today it's all men, and I'm actually going to take you inside. So I always imagined what it would be like to go into the Roman baths. Let's see, the baths of Caracalla. In ancient Rome, and I can imagine this is what it's like. There's one beautiful large pool in the center. The waters are about 44 Celsius. And then there's multiple beautiful pools in the corner. And there's probably 250 men in here, so this is the all men's day here in the baths of Rudas. The roof is speckled with different color stars, so yeah, I can see these kind of purple diamonds and red diamonds, green diamonds above me. Beautiful columns and archways and these graceful waterfalls that are spilling out into the pool. And the dress attire here is either nothing at all, or they hand you this little white apron as you enter into the door.
And it's very loud, as we're hearing on the tape, Matthew. This is a social activity.
Oh, super social, super social. I mean, the day that I was there, I bet you there was, 100 to 200 guys in there. And there's one grand pool in the very center. But then in all four corners of the bathhouse, this old Turkish bathhouse, there's different temperature baths that hold another probably 20 to 30 guys. And so you might start off with the center bath, which isn't as warm, and then head off to one of the other baths and see how long you could take it. And then there's another hallway that leads from there to a steam room. Then the steam's like incredibly hot. I mean, I can last like 3 minutes in there. It's literally a series of kind of like steaming, dipping, marinating,
Yeah. And so how do you feel cooked when you come out? Or?
You do feel cooked. You need to remember, drink a lot of water.
I've just, come out of an hour soaking in some very hot thermal waters with about 200 other Hungarians. The only thing that made me feel a bit odd and maybe perhaps silly is the fact that everyone was wearing these little tiny cloths, loincloths, and here I was, the American, in these big Hawaiian shorts. I got quite a few looks, but it was still a very good time.
How would you compare going to the baths with an activity we do in the U.S.? Is this like going to the pool? Is this like sitting on the beach? Is it a leisure activity? Is it a cleaning activity? What is it?
I don't know if there's really anything in the States that's quite like it, because, it's a meeting point. You imagine this here in downtown Seattle. There's a hot spring, let's say, along the waterfront. And there's, it dates back 400 or 500 years, maybe even predates that to the Roman period, probably does. And it's something that's been happening, from generation to generation. And it's really relaxing. It's not something you just do for an hour. Typically, you would do it for half a day.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. We have a picture of what this architecture looks like inside the old Ottoman bath on our website, knkx.org. That's also where you can hear more episodes of Going Places. I'm Ed Ronco.